Manu Patra alerts dated the 2nd of March 2020. Supreme Court has dismissed the curative petition filed by convict Pawan Kumar Gupta seeking commutation of death sentence to life imprisonment. Supreme Court has held that there was no need to refer to larger bench the petitions challenging the presidential orders issued under Article 370 on the 5th and 6th of August to repeal the special status of Jammu and Kashmir. Supreme Court has dismissed a petition filed by an 88-year-old freedom fighter challenging the constitutional validity of subsection 5 of section 354 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973, which states that when any person is sentenced to death, the sentence shall direct that he be hanged by the neck till he is dead. Delhi High Court has directed Delhi Police to submit a report within 3 weeks highlighting the actions taken by police in compliance of the court's previous order dated the 26th of February, 2020. Madras High Court has decided to consider the validity of Section 36B of the Advocates Act, 1961. Inasmuch as it stipulates that in case a disciplinary inquiry against an advocate is not completed by the state bar council within stipulated time, the same shall stand transferred to the Bar Council of India. Meghalaya High Court has directed its registry to ensure that affidavits filed by the parties during the course of proceedings are duly verified. The High Court has also directed that parties' advocates will not be allowed to file affidavits on the basis of their personal knowledge regarding the case. Delhi Court has dismissed the plea moved by convicts in the Nirbhaya case for stay of the execution of their death sentences, which is scheduled to take place on the 3rd of March, at 6 a.m. in Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT. Delhi has held that the unsigned balance sheets by auditor or the director of company cannot be treated as reliable evidence. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT. Bangalore has held that once partition is completed and the Hindu undivided family, HUF, is dissolved, such HUF cannot be taxed even for an earlier year when the income was received and the HUF was in existence. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Chandigarh has held that penalty under clause of subsection 1 of section 271 of the Income Tax Act, 1961 cannot be levied on a charitable society on cancellation of its registration under Section 12A of the Act. Supreme Court has directed the Central Pollution Control Board to undertake fresh laboratory testing of piped water supply to residences given the contradictory reports of the Bureau of Indian Standards and Delhi Jal Board on quality of drinking water in the capital. Supreme Court has observed that cause of action to a plaintiff to file a suit accrues when there is a clear and unequivocal threat to infringe a right. Supreme Court has reiterated that disciplinary action against an employee for conviction in a criminal case is not barred due to the suspension of sentence. Supreme Court has directed to release a person convicted for sodomizing on the ground that he was juvenile at the date of offense. Supreme Court has observed that the suits with the basic relief of challenging the decree passed by the Debts Recovery Tribunal, DRT, are not maintainable. Supreme Court has dismissed the special leave petition filed by Member of Parliament, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, challenging the order of the Karnataka High Court directing him to pay 50 crore rupees to Industrial Finance Corporation of India Limited. Supreme Court of India has upheld the Delhi High Court judgment and ruled that newly incorporated trust is entitled to get Section 12A of the Income Tax Act, 1961 benefits even in the absence of any activities. Supreme Court has ruled that one's right to protest could not infringe upon the rights of others as it upheld the Uttarakhand High Court verdict initiating stringent action against lawyers boycotting district court work for years. Delhi High Court has sought the response of the Centre, Delhi Government and Police on a batch of plea demanding registration of first information report against several politicians including Congress Sonia and Rahul Gandhi and All India Majlis, Ittehad al-Muslim Inzak Beredin AAC, for allegedly making hate speeches. Delhi High Court has ordered the Aam Aadmi Party Government and Delhi Police to make foolproof security arrangement at board exam centres in northeast Delhi in light of the communal violence. Delhi High Court has granted ex-party stay as interim relief to the Centre and Delhi Development Authority in the matter for the redevelopment of Central Visa in the capital. Delhi High Court has imposed costs of 75,000 rupees to be paid by the Jawaharlal Nehru University, JNU administration for its complete lack of assistance in a writ petition concerning the admission of one Nishant Khatri to the MSc PhD integrated program. Delhi High Court has clarified that there is a difference between addition of charge and alteration of charge under Section 216 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973. The court has stated that when the High Court had, in a criminal revision petition, directed the trial court to add the charge under Section 304B of the Indian Penal Code, 1860, IPC, against the accused, the trial court had erred since it replaced the existing charge under Section 304 Part I with Section 304B of IPC. Delhi High Court has issued notices to the concerned returning officer as well as the Election Commission of India in a plea, challenging the election of Delhi's Deputy Chief Minister, Manish Sisodia from Patpur Ganj constituency. Madras High Court has granted relief to a Central Reserve Police Force, CRPF, constable who failed to open fire during a militant attack in Manipur in 2002 where seven CRPF personnel were killed, observing that the petitioner was alive on the spot. It cannot be stated that he did not retaliate during the attack. Madras High Court has observed that doctors do not have the right to go on strike boycott under any circumstances since they are directly dealing with lives of persons and as between the demands of the doctors and the lives of the patients. It is life that is more important than anything else. Madras High Court has observed that the law profession is already under severe criticism and due to the activities of lawyers in the state, it further started diminishing its reputation among the public. Allahabad High Court has held that where a man and a woman, during the subsistence of their marriages to other persons, reside as a live-in couple, they will not be entitled to any protection under the law. Calcutta High Court has held that persons interested in land acquisition proceedings include, not only persons who have an interest in the acquisition proceedings but also those, who have interest in the consequential compensation proceedings. Kerala High Court has declared that student organizations cannot resort to the modes of agitations like strike, dharna, gherao, processions etc. in school and college campuses for expressing their protests or dissent on any issues, political or otherwise, or for enforcement of their rights. Kerala High Court has stayed the granting of Njana Panner Award to poet Prabha Varma, the author of Syama Madhavam. Karnataka High Court has observed that the fundamental right to hold peaceful protests is a basic feature of democracy while holding that the imposition of the order under Section 144 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 in Bengaluru on December 2019 in the wake of anti-CAA protests was illegal. Madhya Pradesh High Court has directed the state government to issue directions to schools and colleges to stop the use of plastic immediately and also to the industries to take immediate steps to stop the production and use of single-use plastic. Punjab and Haryana High Court has held that the practice of classification of children into sections based on their marks is a violation of the fundamental right of elementary education. The court further observed that such a practice tends to create a feeling of inferiority amongst children securing fewer marks. Guwahati High Court has observed that proof beyond all reasonable doubt is not needed in foreigners' tribunal for establishing citizenship, while allowing a writ petition filed by Idris Ali to set aside an order passed by foreigners' tribunal, Jorhat, which declared him to be a foreigner. Guwahati High Court has set aside ex parte order of Foreigners Tribunal declaring a person as foreigner, noticing that the tribunal had declared a person as foreigner without serving notice on him. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Ahmedabad has held that general deduction on legal and professional fees incurred for the improvement of day-to-day working of the company is allowed. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Ahmedabad has held that expenses on account of interest payment on loans could not be added while computing book profit. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Pune has observed that the stamp value on the date of agreement to sell shall be considered as full value of consideration for Section 50C of the Income Tax Act, 1961, only if the amount of consideration or part of such consideration was received by the assessee through banking channel on or before the date of agreement for transfer. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Bangalore has deleted the penalty proceedings initiated by the Tax Department against the State Bank of India, SBI, for not deducting tax deducted at source, TDS, on leave travel concession, LTC, to its employees on travel outside India, stating that there was a reasonable cause on the part of the bank for the non-deduction of tax. Securities and Exchange Board of India has slapped a fine of 17 lakhs rupees on Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited for misuse of client funds as it failed to comply with regulations on segregating funds and securities of clients.